You're listening to the Simple Truth Radio Show. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God and can be heard Monday through Friday on this station or worldwide on the internet where it's archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details. Well, friends, we're going to continue on with the Biblical Law series and God's law from God's Word, His book, the Bible, and what He really has to say about the law, because I can assure you, you've been lied to, probably by very sincere people, but they're sincerely deceived. This is one of Satan's greatest triumphs. If he can get you to sin, doesn't matter which sin, any sin, it's a victory for Satan. If he can deceive your teachers, it's a victory for Satan, because now he's deceived the teachers of God's law. That's their job. They're supposed to be teaching God's laws to the people. He deceived the teachers in biblical times. God condemns them over and over for not teaching between the difference between clean and unclean, holy and unholy, not teaching his statutes. In fact, let me put it like this. If you sat 100 preachers down in the room, I'd really be surprised if even one could answer this question. Could you explain the difference between a commandment, a statute, a judgment, an ordinance, and a precept? Those five things. Commandment, statute, judgment, ordinance, precept. Explain the difference. Like I said, I'd be shocked if 1 in 100 could explain that. You might have to go to 200, 300, 400, 500 before you get one of these religious leaders, one of these ministers, these preachers, that could explain the difference. Why? Because they don't know. Why? Because they go to cemetery. Oh, no, it's not cemetery. Oh, they call it a seminary? Well, it's a cemetery. They go in alive and on fire for God, wanting to serve Him, and come out brain dead and brainwashed. That's just a fact. It's just like the school of the prophets in biblical times, where they're all corrupted, and they have all of these corrupt little proteges, and God's condemning them because they're not doing their job, and they're not teaching people His laws. And if you don't know the law, guess what? You're not going to do it. You're going to violate them. There's an expression in the United States, ignorance is no excuse for the law. You can't tell the cop that just pulled you over, oh, you mean it was against the law to do this? Well, I didn't know this. You're going to get the ticket anyhow. Why do people think if it doesn't work with the police department, why would it work with the creator of the universe that makes it very clear and gives us a Bible, especially in our times, gives us a Bible where we can read it ourselves and see exactly what he says. See what Jesus said. You know, Jesus said, don't think that I come to destroy or the law of the prophets. God says in 1 John 3:4, whoever committed sin transgresses also the law, for sin is the transgression of the law. You want to know what sin is? Violating one of God's laws. Which one? Doesn't matter. Any of them. If God has a law and you violate it, you have sinned. Your preacher will tell you, oh, don't gamble, don't dance, don't drink alcohol, don't all of these man-made things that are not in the Bible, just denominational sins that mankind has created. God says, don't violate my laws. If you do, that is sin. It's not hard to understand. Is God working with and calling you? Do you want to learn the truth? The Seventh-day Church of God is the only place in East Tennessee you can go to hear it. Come next Sabbath, time is running short. The views of this show are not necessarily the views of this station. It's produced outside of government control and censorship under the First Amendment. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God in Knoxville, Tennessee, and is archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details.